But first today, news of the passing of R. Crosby Kemper Jr., the maverick banker, philanthropist, and Kansas City civic booster, died last night in Indian Wells, California. He was 86. Joining us now is Crosby Kemper III, who heads the Kansas City Public Library. Crosby, our condolences to you by all means and your family, and thank you for taking just a few minutes this morning to talk about your dad's legacy.
Thanks, Steve.
The Kemper name is synonymous with, you know, cultural institutions in Kansas City like the Kemper Museum of Contemporary Art and the Kemper Arena. Your father made his money in banking, Crosby, but he spent it on Kansas City. Why?
Well, you know, I think there are two things that are true about my father. One is he looked at the world as a place to do the right thing in, a place to do good in, and he did that. I think he saw that as something related to his business career as well as to his philanthropic career. He was always trying to do the right thing, and he believed in leaving a legacy. He believed in building things and leaving something, leaving the world a little bit better than when he found it, which I think he did.
Your father gave land and he gave money to build Kemper Arena in Kansas City's West Bottoms. Tell us about his passion for that part of our city and for the American Royal.
Well, he was always involved, as my grandfather was, in the Royal. They're both horsemen, and my brothers, Sandy and Mariner, continue that tradition. And they believed, my father passionately believed that agriculture was the center of Kansas City's history and a big part of its present and its future. And when the American Royal looked like it might have to leave or change its venue because the facilities were declining, and he'd been very involved in the Royal, he thought it was very important to save it. So he took money that had been left by my grandfather at his death in a charitable trust and speeded up the process with the IRS so it could get done, and gave the money that led to the Kemper Arena. And I think it saved the Royal.
He also did a lot to save the Kansas City. It was called the Philharmonic back in the day, the Kansas City Symphony. What did he do there, Crosby?
Well, for a variety of different reasons, all economic, and at the core, the Philharmonic went down and essentially took bankruptcy. And there was some sense in the community at the time that maybe Kansas City wasn't ready for a major orchestra. He thought that was wrong. He thought, again, that it was something that the community needed, that Kansas City had always been a pretty musical town, the conservatory, et cetera, long musical tradition. So he stepped in and said, we've got to save it, and brought a lot of the community leadership together. Raised an endowment, which the Philharmonic could not have, and created the Symphony, which is today not only a flourishing institution, but has a national reputation, I think.
We're visiting with Crosby Kemper III about the passing of his father last night out in California. Crosby, tell us a little bit about your dad's personality, because I think it probably goes without saying that he was something of a force of nature.
Yeah, well, I think that's exactly right, Steve. You know, he was a very big man. He was 6'7" at his full height, and he had a big personality to go along with it. As I said, you know, he not only believed in doing the right thing, and Stan Durwood once said, you know, Crosby always likes to come riding down the hill on the white horse, which is true. And he had a big personality, and he also, you know, he was the kind of person — I've known a couple of other people like this in my life, but none more than he. Every minute of his life, he lived to the fullest. You know, he wanted to suck the marrow out of life, and he really did.
Tell us about his home out in Indian Springs, California. Was that his vacation home, Crosby?
No, he was there staying with his friend and companion, Carol Price, Ambassador Price's wife. He was out there enjoying the great weather. It was 85 degrees on Christmas Day. He had a great Christmas and his last party. So he was out there enjoying the weather in his last days.
Your father also has a farm, some land in Kansas City. Where is it, and describe it to us for us?
Well, he's had a whole series of farms, all of which at one point or another have ended up, most of which have ended up being public property. When I grew up on a farm in Jackson County, that is now Jackson County Park, Kemper Park, and My brothers and sisters, the second family, my stepmother's children grew up on a farm out in the southern wilds of Overland Park, that is now a park as well. And then, you know, he grew up on my grandfather's farm, which is now part of 435. The office building's on 435. And he, almost to the end of his life, he rode with my brother Sandy on his farm, which was originally Tom Pendergast's farm. So he sort of circled the city with the real estate that that he bought, the farms that he that he rode on and had cattle on. And you know, he was always a gentleman farmer until the day the bison got out, his buffaloes got out in the Overland Park farm. That soured him a little bit. He had to chase the bison down 179th Street.
Yeah. Kansas City obviously has come a long way since 1959 when your father became president of you know, what would become UMB Financial. Is the Kansas City of 2014 something of what your father hoped it would become someday?
Well, I think he loved the fact that downtown revived. I think he loved the fact that Kansas City has become such a cultural center, and he had a lot to do with that as much as any one human being, though he gave a great tribute recently in one of his last public events to Shirley Helzberg and Julie Irene Kaufman as being the new leadership of Kansas City. I think he was very proud of what he'd accomplished in Kansas City. I think he saw what I see. We talked about it a lot in the last year, a kind of civic void, except for Shirley and Julie Irene and a few people who've really led on the cultural side. It's not quite civic leadership of his generation that we have today. And I think he sees that something is missing, even though he's very proud, I think, of where Kansas City is, what Kansas City has become over the last generation or two.
Yeah, there's a website that went up this morning. It's rcrosbykemperjr.com. Did your family put that together?
Yeah. My sister, Heather Miller, who's the marketing director at the bank at UMB, put that together. And I'd love for anybody to go visit it because it tells a long story, not only his story, but his father's story and his grandfather's story, which is a great Midwestern story.
We sure appreciate you taking some time with us, Crosby.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it.
All the best.
Okay. Bye.